Welcome to the Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. Today, we'll be discussing how this year's wheat harvest is going so far. Joining me today is Mark Noble, a chairman on the Nebraska Wheat Board. To start things off, let's talk a little bit more about this year's wheat harvest. Has weather impacted the outcome so far with harvest?
Yes. The weather's been everything about the crop this year. I think conditions have kind of flipped over the last few years. Last few years has been extremely dry in central and western parts of Nebraska, and we've been getting by in the east, not been great by any means, but we've had tremendous wheat crops. In fact, the last 2 years up till this year, probably been two of the best 5 years I've had in my farming career. Now, this year started already into July last year. We basically got no rain all through last summer into fall, into winter. So we planted into extremely dry conditions across most of the state, especially in my part. I'm in southeast Nebraska down here north of Fairbury. Not a lot of wheat down here, but it's a good rotational crop for us. But we had poor conditions planting, and winter was pretty tough, probably not anything unusual. But I think that the crop was extremely stressed the entire year from planting through winter, broke dormancy maybe a little bit early, and we had some cold weather, I guess you'd say, in late February, early March, hammered some of the better-looking wheat. So our crop's really been quite stressed all the way out. And then all spring, all the way up till now, we just got our first decent rain here this last week, really. So normally in the eastern parts of the state, I think we get maybe too much rain a lot of times for wheat. But this year, the wheat only got about 12 to 14 inches high versus normal mid-30s. Thin, poor wheat crop.
And so with all these different challenges, whether it's the dryness or even just the late rains that have happened, what do you anticipate to see with Nebraska's crop this year?
The good news is that my area of the state, which doesn't have a lot of wheat, is the poor area. And we have a lot of harvest done already down here. You guys are seeing a lot of, on dry land, a lot of 15 to 30 bushel wheat, probably 35, 40 is on the high end. Test weights are low, again, due to this drought. I'd say mid-50s on test weight in a lot of cases. So probably half to a third of crop of what we've been getting. But as we go west, where the wheat acres actually are, my friends in southwest Nebraska, in western Nebraska, the Panhandle, where we have substantial amounts of acres, as long as they've avoided hail, I think they're going to have pretty good crops. So actually the Nebraska crop, which is going to be on a little less than probably a million acres, harvested acres this year, we're probably going to actually have more wheat than we had last year, because we're thinking our friends and growers in the western parts of the state are actually going to have a pretty good crop.
Again, that was Mark Noble, a chairman with the Nebraska Wheat Board. This has been the Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. I'm Carla Nichols for the Rural Radio Network.